and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot, especially exciting for me since I'm auditioning for the role of host at One Shot. I'm Renee Rhodes, I use she, her pronouns, and I'll be playing host and storyteller for today. But first, the game. This is probably not surprising to you as a listener of this podcast, but I love games, and I have a lot of good games from my personal library that I would love to run. But for my audition, I had to just pick one. And not just anyone, one with a concept that excited me, that could showcase my love of games and storytelling, played to my strengths as a GM, and one that I could definitely cast a killer group for. Heroes, that game was Anemone Story by Zach Barrow. At its heart, it's a game about the power of friendship between kids and their creature companions, inspired by shows and games like Pokemon and Digimon. You can check it out at anemonstory.com. There's a link in the show notes. A heartwarming adventure told like a Saturday morning cartoon felt like the perfect choice to counter the anxiety of auditioning. And with these players, I didn't even need to be anxious. I'm very proud of the story we created, and it feels like it could be one of the animated movies from my childhood that it's inspired by. Okay, I don't want to keep you any longer, so come meet the cast, their characters, and their Anemon, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, heroes, and welcome to an episode of One Shot Podcast. I am your interim host, Renee Rhodes. I am here joined today by several amazing adventurers composing this party. I'd like to give them each the chance to introduce themselves, but first I should probably introduce myself. My name is Renee, I use she, her pronouns, and I'm around in the podcasting and streaming scene, but this is my first appearance on One Shot, so I'm very glad to be here today running this game for this amazing group of players and to just have a great time. So first I'll introduce you to someone I'm sure needs no introduction, but is here with me today, James.
Hello, heroes! I am James D'Amato, host and game master for the Campaign Skyjacks podcast on the One Shot Network. And you might already have seen my name in your local bookstore as I write the Ultimate RPG Guide series for Adams Media. And you can find those wherever books are sold, with Campfire Cards being our latest edition. Based on whatever this is coming up, it is either going to be out very, very soon or just came out. So be sure to check out for that product because I'm very happy with it.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. I have many camping trips planned for this year already, and while I'm not sure it will be out for all of them, I am excited to take it along with me when it is. All right, next up, let's go through our other players who are joining us today. Kiana, could you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, hi everyone. I'm Kiana Shaw. My pronouns are she and they, and I'm excited to be here. It's my first time on the One Shot podcast, but not my first time being around the One Shot people. I am actually one of the contributors for the Ultimate Micro RPG Anthology, and I am a writer and designer for many other games, including Archon, City of Neon Daylight, as well as many other projects that you can find over on my itch.io or on social media at Kiana S. But I'm very excited to be here to be kind of shaking off my actual play rust a little bit and be joining these wonderful people for some fun Saturday morning cartoon vibes.
And for those who are curious, you can actually hear Kiana's micro RPG entry on the One Shot feed just a couple weeks ago. We ran that heavy sword in hand. It was so much fun.
Hooray. I'm glad.
Awesome. All right, Jack, how about you?
Yeah, hi, I'm Drac, or Draconix, but Drac is just easy to say and spell. I use he, they pronouns. You can find me on Twitter at Draconix, that's D-R-A-K-O-N-I-Q-U-E-S. I'm a TTRPG writer, producer, performer, everything and anything TTRPG related I am doing or will be doing. Yeah, I'm very stoked for this. I've been wanting to play this system for a while, but just haven't found the people who wanted to play it. The moment I got the email, I was like, yeah, I'll figure out a way to do this. Let me play. So I'm very stoked, especially with this group of people. I'm very stoked to play with everyone.
Yay! I'm so glad you're here. And last but certainly not least, B.
Yeah. Hello, heroes. I have to say that that sentence because it always sounds so heckin' cool. I've had the pleasure of saying it a few times before on the One Shot podcast, so it is wonderful to be back. Thank you so much for having me. My name is B. My pronouns are they, them, and you can find me on all social media platforms as BZelda_. I'm a TTRPG everything, much like Drac. It's just like we wear a pile of hats on top of our heads to reflect all of the different skill sets that we have, but most of the time right now, I am the community manager for Kitten Cup Studio, which is an indie video game company making a game called Pico about cats and tea.
Wow, awesome. Well, y'all have all kind of teased the game a little bit, and I'm sure if you are listening to this, you have heard me talk a little bit about it. But today, we are going to be playing Anemon Story by Zach Barrow. You can find Zach at ZachBFree on Twitter, ZakBFree. And I'm really excited to play this game because I've wanted to since well before it released, and this is actually my first chance getting to play. So I picked a team of heroes today that I felt confident I could feel comfortable with for my first time performing as host on this show, as well as players that I knew would bring impeccable vibes to this podcast today. So I'm so grateful you all are here. Anemon Story is a game about kids and their animal companions. It is about heart and spirit and determination and facing problems together. So with that in mind, because I love introduction and get to know you questions, and I know this show does too, I'd like to start out with an icebreaker. What is your favorite fictional creature companion? I know this is a little bit tricky, but I know not everyone likes Pokemon necessarily. Oh, B already has their hand raised. Okay,
I'm
great.
Ready.
Okay, awesome. I also figured this could cover Disney companions or any animal you have seen in movies, film, books, whatever. B, though, go ahead. Yeah. I mean, if you're ready, why not?
Ivysaur, the number two Pokemon, as far as the original 151. I have a tattoo of her because I named my dog after Ivysaur. So, like, it just felt right. I don't know how to make this right side up. So you just have to imagine what they look
it's
like
fine.
Upside down.
I'll stand on my head. It's
brilliant really to truly appreciate it.
The tattoo is beautiful, listeners.
So that was easy, yeah. Beautiful little Ivysaur.
And your dog's name is?
Ivy for short, but Ivysaur.
Oh, cute. Amazing.
I love that.
All right. Is anyone else ready? I have one too, so I can go and jump in if someone's still thinking.
Drac, please.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is, I think, I have quite a few. Like, I love Pokemon, and I always like to think of myself as a fire type, despite all of the quizzes saying I'm a water type. I think they're all wrong. So because of that inconsistency, I'm going to go away from the Pokemon IP. And my favorite animal companion is Abu, Aladdin's monkey.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite. I recently played a character who was inspired by Aladdin. And he had like a little rabbit creature that helped them commit crimes around the city.
Naturally.
So I think that's probably my favorite animal companion. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, James, if you had one, you can go next.
Yeah, it's got to be Jake the dog from Adventure Time.
Oh, well,
yes.
That's okay. Yes. I had the wrong answer. James got it.
There's something about your animal companion being simultaneously more mature than you and also like wildly like immature and irresponsible.
Immature?
That's like really appealing to me. And there is something really comforting and fun about having an animal companion who's just cosmically more powerful than almost anything that you will encounter, despite the fact that the danger is always still real. The adventure is always still real, but like, can do anything.
God, that's such a good answer.
Yeah, I would not have thought of Jake, but that
me
is
neither.
Very good.
It fits the bill. Like,
I mean,
perfectly.
Technically, Jake is an animal companion.
Like, yes. To the letter. And a best friend and a brother, you know, all of it.
Multitudes in one dog. All right, Kiana.
Oh, goodness. So these favorite questions are always the ones that my brain just forgets every single one of them that ever existed on planet Earth and beyond. But I think I'm going to go with Gigi from Kiki Delivery Service.
I was thinking
yes!
He's got, you know, a sassy little best friend who will push you to do your best and will also demand that you get a piece of like cookware that looks like them.
Yes!
Amazing.
And will just like vibe with you and be with you at different times of your life when you need them in different ways. So, you know, and also cats.
Yeah,
also cats, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I love that when asking these questions, answers come up that I like never would have thought of, but that I really appreciate. For me, I am gonna stick with Pokemon just because I, as a kid, had basically a Pokemon as my imaginary friend, which is very in line with the game we're playing today. Dragonair was absolutely my favorite Pokemon.
Yeah.
And still is to this day. I had one of those like little figurines that I would take with me and like set on my desk during math tests for like a good luck charm.
Love it.
And I was just devastated when I lost it inevitably at some point during my childhood. So over time, I've collected more Dragonair merch, so I am not without that good luck, but I never did find anything quite like that little figure. Well, thank y'all so much. I feel like I know you all better. And without further ado, let's jump into some character creation for today. So you will all be playing kids of different types with your animal companions of different classes and elements. Did anyone get a chance to actually look at character sheets?
Briefly, yeah.
Yep, took a brief look over it.
Awesome. So if need be, in the drive, you have access to a fillable character sheet, as well as the book which has each of the kid types within it. But for now, I'd like for everyone to consider which kid type they'd like to play, and let me know once you have one in mind.
I was thinking of the free spirit.
Awesome. Could you tell me a little bit about the free spirit?
Ah, yes. As soon as I reopened what I was looking at, they gave me just kind of like those wishy-washy vibes. Like they're just like happy to exist. They're just happy to vibe with whatever is going on around them. My companion would definitely be like a nature, like a grass type probably.
Awesome. In keeping with Ivysaur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking either the delinquent, or I believe it's the young adult, the grown up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, are you looking at one of those two, Kiana?
No. I do think if you go with I do like the grown up, but I'm not going with that one because I often play the responsible older one, and I am not doing that today.
Switch it up. You deserve it.
I can't. I'm struggling to decide between the two because if I go with delinquent, I kind of want to be like an ex-member of whatever this world's equivalent of Team Rocket is.
Ooh.
Like you know, like in every how like in every Pokemon game is like Team Something that we're fighting against. I like if I play the delinquent, I love it for it to be the case that maybe one of the characters here convinced me to leave that group. So I'm like trying to be a better person, but I still fall into the habits of a delinquent. Either that,
I love that premise,
or a grown up who's just really jaded, or like he's only gone through like college and thinks that's what the harshness of life is. Like you don't know how hard it is. You're all lucky that you're still kids, still in high school.
It's like a 3-year age difference.
Yeah, 3-year age difference. But they're like, I've lived life, kids, and boy, is it tough.
It's rough out there. You don't know what I've seen.
But the worst thing he's done is given a late assignment. Is the worst thing they've gone through.
We'll give you a little time to decide, Kiana. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the little kid. Thinking the baby, the one who's, you know, the crybaby who tried to tag along with the older kids and prove that they're, you know, that they can be an equal. They can be one.
So you've gone with the responsible older character a lot. So you're like just trying to go like as far away exactly. as possible from that. For this
yeah, give me the small of the group.
Awesome. And James, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, looking through, first of all, these are just a lot of really good archetypes, so it is difficult to make a decision. I was torn somewhere between the delinquent and the loner. And Drac, if you're leaning delinquent, I might lean loner then, and we'll just round out the party that way.
Yeah, no, I'm actually down for that.
What a weird group this is.
Yeah, what even bonds us together?
We will.
Oh, well, we'll
find
go
out.
Over that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
I'm just realizing the little kid has the weirdest role models.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what kind of crowd are you hanging out with? Wow.
Do your parents know?
All right, well, since I have the loner pulled up right now, let's go ahead and start there. For the loner, you're a lone wolf, a solo artist. So who cares about friendship, right? It's not that you hate other people, it's just that life is so much easier when you're by yourself. That way, there's no difficult questions and no disappointment. Still, you wonder what having real friends would be like.
Aww.
So James, each character, and this is for all of you really, gets a type feature, which is an opportunity for them to gain boost on a test roll throughout the game based on their characters. So your type feature would be like I care, and you would gain boost whenever you attempt a test to play it cool, begrudgingly cooperate, or protect your true friends.
Sick.
Awesome. All right, next up, we have the little kid, Kiana. Other kids may call you a baby, but you'll show them you're the youngest and shortest kid in the group. Sure, sometimes you get scared and start crying, but that doesn't make you a crybaby. On the inside, you're just as tough as the big kids, and everyone will see that when you're grown up. For your type feature, Tiny Tagalong, you will gain boost whenever you attempt a test that will get you into trouble, allow you to be overlooked, or prove how grown up you are.
I love the getting into trouble one.
Yeah, it's an inevitability. For B, the free spirit, you are off in your own world, as people say. And what's wrong with that? Nothing makes you happier than pursuing your passions. Some call you an inspiration. Others call you a weirdo. As long as what you're doing makes you happy, it doesn't matter either way. For your type feature, you have luminous being. You gain boost whenever you attempt a test to be creative, inspire others, or cut through the noise. And last but not least, we have Drac the Delinquent, if that is what you're going for.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Every F-graded test and every absent from school notice is another medal to pin beneath your popped collar. The smart kids know not to mess with you. The rest have bruises. Though you hate to admit it, there is something buried deep beneath your tough exterior. Your type feature is Don't Mess With Me. Gain boost whenever you attempt a test to show how tough you are, defy authority, or conceal the truth. All right, so do you all have your character types, your kid types pulled up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. We are going to go through the list and ask each of these questions. First up, let's start with a special item. Each of the kid types has some suggestions, but you can also make one up, provided that I allow it, and chances are I will, because creativity is king here. So, whoever has a special item that they would like for their character, let's just popcorn this.
I'm going to pull straight from the list, which is a cool hat, two sizes too big, and I think it's going to be a little beret, because I think that's funny.
But too big.
Too big. It's just constantly, you know how berets are kind of supposed to kind of sit on top of your head? It just like constantly slides down.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've never really seen like the full half of your head because it's just encompassed by the beret.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else?
I'm torn. So if anybody else has an idea of what they want exactly.
Sure, yeah. And these can be tools, prized possessions, a memorable gift, anything.
I think I'm going to go with, again, I'm going to be pulling off the list as well. I'm going to go with a skateboard. That's the Ooh. Coolest thing.
What kind of art you got on that board?
Oh, I'm trying to think out, figure out, because I think like a lot of his stuff, like maybe has some clothing, and I think this skateboard as well, are like things he still has from when he was part of this Team Rocket equivalent. So I'm trying to figure out what the name of the team might have been and then figure out what the decoration.
Got it. Yeah. Like whatever like their insignia would have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. I'd say you can think on that throughout character creation. And if anyone else has any ideas, feel free to let us know.
Yes, please.
Drac, of course, you can be a final authority on which team you are a part of. But it doesn't need to be decided now. We'll know when we start the story. And that's what matters. All right, James or B, any ideas on your signature item?
I think I do have one.
Great.
It's a long scarf that blows dramatically in the wind. And it was knitted for him by the only true friend he ever had. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. My heartbreaking already.
She had to move away because her dad got a job in a different city.
No.
That's my tragic backstory.
That is so tragic.
Amazing.
Okay. Oh, great. Amazing.
Okay, so I need some help. I'm torn between either a colorful umbrella, because, like, I don't know, the uses for umbrellas are pretty finite, but they're still really good, or a set of homemade tarot cards. So they would have been like crayon and marker and pencil crayon drawn.
Wait, I love that. That's pretty. Oh, I'm actually kind of leaning towards the homemade tarot cards personally.
I like the double-ended sword of like the versatility that is present. So like I could come up with anything, but also I know so little about true tarot that like I can't even base it on.
Yeah.
Like those cups.
Okay, well here's a question. Would your kid know, or would they basically just create an oracle deck that is some of their favorite things in life?
They would make a deck that is their favorite things in life. True. Sold. Yeah. Done. Thank Great. You.
Ah, I've drawn the comfortable place to nap. Yes.
Yeah. What does it mean?
You have to decide.
Everyone,
security,
yeah,
tranquility.
All right, take a break. All right, so when you use your significant, your special item as a significant plot point or a narrative object, you do get a bond point that you can use for free. And we'll circle back to bond point, which you do have a set pool of, and you can use in a variety of ways.
Yeah, if we're arrested at a protest, we can sort of offer that to get released.
Your bond point. And based on the kids that we have, I wouldn't put it past
them. Yeah, so it's probably...
honestly, yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty. These are all very anti-establishment kids, and I love it. All right, so next up, we've got talents. Again, these can be found on your list, but if you have other ideas, feel free to let me know, and we can make it happen.
Yeah, I'll pull from the list again, and I'm going to pick Honest Eyes, because I think that's funny with the rest of our group.
what does that mean?
I think it's just like, you know, anytime that anyone's like, hey, are you telling the truth? It's just like the big doe eyes of like, there's
like
absolutely no Got way it. That this little kid could be lying. Like, it's just, of course, it's a double-edged sword because it means that I've just set myself to be a very bad liar, but like.
But I love it. Yeah. So with your talent, you'll write it into your character sheet as rank one. And the way this works is you'll have a dice pool based on your different skill points. And if your talent can play a part, you will add one die for that rank one to your pool. All right. Who's next?
I think I'm going to pull from the talent list as well. All of them, there's like boxing and tough as nails and pickpocket, but I think the Team Rockets of the games are never actually like violent or really intimidating. They think they are, but they never really are. So I think I'm going to go with Roguish Charm. I think it's just a charm of them thinking that they're intimidating and people being like, aw, isn't that cute? Or mainly adults. Maybe kids actually find them intimidating to some degree, but I think for the most part, they're like, they think they're scary. That's kind of cute. That's kind of endearing.
It's endearing, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe one of the things that makes you intimidating is kids thinking you're cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, you're the cool kid. That's...
So it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Awesome. B or James?
What do you got, James?
I went with Nerves of Steel.
Oh.
My logic being the worst thing that could possibly happen to this kid has already happened to them. Their friend moved away, and therefore there's really not anything you could possibly threaten them that would rattle them.
Yeah, truly, this kid has been through the worst they will ever face. Yep.
You can't hurt me. I've already been hurt.
That's so good.
Okay, B.
I think I just want to make everybody happy. Very much Aww. A selfless kid that has like no regard of like their own emotional state because they're spending so much time making everybody else happy. I've got this like wholesome tarot deck that I'm gonna write out so I can draw some, and yeah, they're not broken or destroyed on the inside, just super happy.
Oh, okay.
We'll learn more. We'll all learn, because I don't know either.
Yeah, it feels like there's maybe more beneath the surface, more tragic backstory. Though couldn't be as tragic as James's Mm-mm. character. No idea.
Well, compared to that.
All right. Next up, we'll choose a flaw. Now, a flaw can be a number of things, from anything this kid struggles with to something that is an actual hindrance to them. This flaw is something that could act as a setback if at any point in the story you, and I will leave this to you, narratively trusting all of you as fantastic role players, to include this flaw if you ever think it applies for a setback on a role.
I know immediately what mine's going to be. Again, pulling from the list is dishonest.
feels right.
I think I lie to seem cool so often that I do it to like people I'm not even trying to impress at this point. Like just like on instinct, I'm like, this happened. I did this thing with no motive other than, I don't know, I can't tell the truth about it. So I won't. And it's never a good lie as well. Like, it's a lie that kids might believe, maybe, but it's definitely a lie that adults are like, okay, let's sit down and actually talk about this. What happened here? No one ever actually believes it. So I think it's going to be dishonest. Whenever a chance comes, I lie and lie kind of badly.
Mm-hmm. Great.
For me, it's got to be oversensitive. Just does nothing but hang out with people and take things way too personally.
Oh, no.
Amazing.
Very fitting. Yeah. All right, Kiana, B.
I'm thinking either forgetful or naive.
Oh.
I'm thinking forgetful, though, because, I don't know, like... But, like, naive is such a classic kid thing. You just, like, haven't lived long enough to know the things that you don't know.
Yeah.
But forgetful is just easier to role play.
If you can remember it. Yeah, sure. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, how does that come into play? Is that, like, forgetful in school? Forgetful of, like, leaving stuff at home? Just kind of, like, all of the above?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like, whenever there's going to be a pivotal moment and, like, I definitely had to have brought this very specific item, I might forget it.
Right. Okay. No reason for asking at all. Okay, please continue.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick from the list and say that it's a fear of being alone.
Ooh,
oh, my God. We've got such tragic characters. Oh,
my God. I think it's mostly just, you know, if you're constantly... around people and like want to be with people, the thought of like just kind of being by yourself is scary. So I think that kind of makes sense.
Oh, it does. Absolutely. I love it. Okay. And next up, we have, what is your kid's desire? Again, this is on the, there's a list of options on the second page of your kid type. But this is something, a goal or a hope, an aspiration that your kid has. This can be something that they either don't think they have but might, or something that they are trying to get.
I'm trying to hide my weakness. I got defeated in Anemone battle and in the Battle of Wits, and was proven that me being with this team X, whatever it's going to be, was the wrong decision. And I'm trying desperately to be like, I left because I wanted to, not because they proved I was wrong or anything. I realized on my own without any help or aid that they weren't good enough for me. So I left. I'm the stronger one here. So they're trying really hard to come out of this like they were the winner, and hide the fact that they very much were defeated in every aspect of that battle.
That's, yeah. So I'll say too, again, if there is a narrative inclusion for this, this is something that could be selfish and destructive and cause strain for your Animon partner and yourself, but can help you gain experience. Of course, we are playing a one-shot today, so experience won't really come into play, but for anyone at home, this is part of how you level up. Hey heroes, it's Renee, your host and storyteller here with a few One-Shot Network announcements. First up, on August 15th, OSN will be launching the Kickstarter for the third season of our all-ages actual play, Skyjacks, Courier's Call. Kieran, Cece, and June are reuniting once more in an all-new season of adventures in the Swiftwell Courier Service. After the events of Audrin Prom sent them to separate ships, will they be able to come together again to face the trials ahead? Listeners can help us fund this production, get involved with Dear Audrin Letters and Tales from Thornvale, and fund bonuses for the cast and crew. Find the link in our show notes to receive a notification when the Kickstarter project goes live. Next, the listener surveys for the One-Shot Host Audition are coming out. We'd like listeners to let us know how you feel about each candidate and their game, including mine. Patrons can look for updates with links to each survey on Patreon, while public feed listeners can find survey links at oneshotpodcast.com. Please support your favorites and help us choose between all of these talented performers. And now, a word from our sponsors. Okay, next up, who else has a desire for their kid?
For me, it's going to be to stop others from suffering the way I have.
Ah! I love this child so much.
I adore them.
Every time you say something, it just gives me more ammunition for this game today.
it
I love
really,
it. Please keep doing it.
It really feels like someone trying to be Ash. Like, it feels like they're like they think they're a hero, like they've suffered and they're gonna be this world's like protector because of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I gotta feel that my goal, but within, like, tied in with that, is to destroy capitalism, because that's what causes parents to have to move away for a new job, right? Is capitalism.
Oh my god.
Yes. Oh, I wish my Saturday morning cartoons had more anti-capitalism sentiments.
Honestly,
sewn throughout.
Combat loader kid.
At late stage capitalism, everyone will continue to suffer. I am here to ensure that does not happen. Relatable. All right. Who's next?
I think the desire I'm picking is I want to be one of the gang. I think that makes sense. I'm baby. I'm looking at these three older kids.
Adults, basically.
Adults.
Basically, we're almost dead, to be honest. We've lived most of our life.
Ouch, I just turned 30.
So like kind of looking up to the rest of these older kids and being like, I want to be like them. I want to be considered equal. And
being... you picked some cool ones.
Yep. I picked the new hero of our anti-capitalist world and a redeemed delinquent former Team Rocket member. And just a vibe.
Amazing.
A vibe in physical form.
I might have messed up. I thought I answered the desire when I said I need to make everybody happy, and I wrote that.
Oh, okay. So, for I here's what I assumed, and if this works for you, you can go for it. If you want to change something, feel free. So for the talent, there's one called like Cheery Disposition that is listed for the free spirit that I think would be very well suited for that desire. To like try and spread that cheer. Yeah. If you would like to choose something else, feel free, but
nope, I am more than good with that one.
Okay, great. Well, then we do already know your desire.
Yeah, to awesome. Make everybody happy.
All right, and again, there is more there. I can't wait to find out what. All right, and next up, what stuff does your kid have with you? So this is a little bit different than just the signature item, which does have a very big narrative effect, but this is a collection of something that could potentially come in handy if you weave your way into the story.
I want a pair of friendship bracelets.
Amazing.
But like, so in the list, it's a pair. Can I have four?
Yes, maybe. Absolutely. Thank I can't you. Imagine why you'd be asking.
Yeah, weird.
All right, what other stuff have your kids got in their pockets? Or purses or backpacks or whatever. Fanny packs? Do kids wear fanny packs these days?
My kid does, and he thinks it makes him look really cool. but I, my stuff, I'm going to pick from the list as well. An earring and a hair comb.
incredible.
I think he was the first kid in this team, whatever, to get his ears pierced. And everyone thinks he's so cool. And he makes sure it's known that he has this this ear piercing. And it's always has a comb in his hair at every given moment. And whenever he's trying to be intimidating, will like comb out his hair as he's saying whatever intimidating thing he is saying, because he thinks it just adds to the aesthetic of it all.
Incredible.
Wow, I love it.
I'm going to pick from the list and say a packed lunch and some string. I just got lunch with me.
And I love
mom packed up lunch for me and just was like, have fun.
I'm with B and string. What are we just, doing? Just like,
string from a shirt? Are we talking like...
I maybe like a really like... You know how long shoelaces are? Like how kind of... When you undo them, they're kind of ridiculously long. I think that's what it is. I think it's a spare set of shoelaces. Yep. Just lunch and shoelaces.
All right. And James, do you know what stuff your kid has?
Well, so originally I had thought, well, clearly a friendship bracelet that has no mate because it's on my friend. So instead, what I have is a charm with like a bird on it. My friend who had to move away was like really big fan of bird animon, or like had a bird animon. So this was super, super important to her. And I gave her a bracelet that I used to wear, and she gave me this charm that she used to have. Both of us thinking, oh, they can put their charm on this bracelet. And she was thinking, oh, this is a charm for the bracelet that you have. You know, it's one of those things, the last gift that we gave to each other turned out to be a gift of the Magi, like true tragedy.
Just
wrapped into
my heart. Oh, I want to protect this character all my heart. Mm-hmm. they deserve happiness, okay?
I love it. All right. So last but not least, for these characters, we will determine your relationships. Now, there is a list, helpfully, on each character sheet, but you could also come up with something. So like, as we've done these character creations, there are definitely some threads connecting each other that I think stand out, but these prompts can at least help us get started. We'll go ahead and start with the delinquent, since as I am scrolling through, that is the first one that comes up. So, Drac, are you ready to go over your relationships with these other characters?
Yeah, I am.
And this will be, of course, very collaborative. I would like, for instance, the first one is the free spirit. So your tough act never makes an impression on them, and that intrigues you. How do you and B feel about that? Is that a fair connection, or would you like to come up with something else?
I think that's perfect.
Yeah, I love it. I think it intrigues him, and he shows it off as frustration, like of like B's character never like seeming extra interested in how cool. Yeah, there's nothing, and they show it off as frustration, but I think they are kind of scared on the inside. They're like, okay, do they know who I actually am? Do they know that I'm not as cool? Oh no. So I love it.
Great. So for the little kid, they're a good kid, but you don't want to be a bad influence on them.
How do you feel about that? Because I love
it. That's good. Just be the big honest doe eyes looking up at you. I just feel like perceiving you.
Making it really hard to not be a bad influence, since you are obviously always a bad influence. Exactly. And this kid is like always there.
Yeah. I think it's a case of like, they're the only person where they'll be like, switch to like, actually maybe responsible around to be like, hey, it's gonna get dangerous. You probably should go home. Like, does your mom know, your parents know you're out? What's happening? And then the moment someone like walks in to see that, they switch back into the like tough kids persona, being like, and stay out. And we'll like just switch over to this
the persona. Tough kid. Yeah.
Okay, so lastly, we have the loner, and I have maybe some follow-up questions for this if y'all like it, but you once broke up a fight between them and one of your other friends, and if this is something that works well for y'all, was this while you were part of team whatever we come up with eventually?
I was actually thinking
that. And in James's anti-capitalism crusade?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. God, I really need to think of a name now because we keep referencing it. I want to just grab one. Cause I was going to say Team Scarlet, but I think that's literally been a thing in like a recent Pokemon game.
Well, the Pokemon version was named Scarlet. The team within the game was Team Star, I believe.
Okay.
So if you wanted to go Team Scarlet, it would maybe be just like an affectionate reference to the most recent Pokemon release.
Let's call it Squad Scarlet. In this world, they're not team anything, they're squad something.
Squad Scarlet. Amazing. Okay, so what was this fight between y'all, or with a friend of yours?
Do you want to go with the classic, they're trying to steal your Pokemon, your Animon?
Yeah, because to me, that is like the ultimate affront that a person can commit on another, is trying to take someone else's friend away from them. There would be no mercy for someone who is capable of such a crime.
Yeah. And I think like, I don't think it was a case of me regretting doing that, because I do think I was in this group for like, quote unquote, a long time for a kid, probably like a couple of months. I myself thought I was fully dedicated to this cause, but I think I've seen how, in my character's opinion, how punk rock you are with your just hatred for capitalism and the things you'd do to like topple it. We're still kids at the end of the day. I don't think there's much we can do, but at least the plans that you talk about, I maybe overhear or see you enforce, was like, okay, they're kind of cool. Let's stop this and let them go about their day. And broke up that fight.
I think a kid's version of anti-capitalism and the effect that they could have on the world is a great thing to explore throughout this one shot. So I'm excited to do so. Topple the school store. All right. Next up in the character sheet order, I have the Free Spirit. Be you ready to dive into your relationships with other characters?
I am.
Awesome. So we've got your delinquent decided on one side, but for your side, it suggests for some reason you want them to like you. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, so I think part of the reason that I don't really believe in their tough guy act is because I think who they are without that tough guy act is the coolest, and that's who I desperately want to be my friend. Like, I need your approval, but I think the friendship's a little, if it's a friendship, it's this weird, complicated back and forth. Like, you're trying to flex. I'm just not buying it, but I want you to be my friend and you don't know why.
Yeah. No, I love it. Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Okay. Awesome. For the little kid, their childish outlook on the world is a breath of fresh air. What do y'all think about that?
I think you're fantastic. And I probably think you're like, you're the voice that the world needs, despite the fact that, again, like 3 to 4 years age difference. But still, I think you're the youth of today's future. I might just be repeating what I've heard the adults say, but it's really what I believe. I think you have the power to change everything.
Great. I love that.
All right. And for the loner, you've known them for a while and they used to seem happier.
Oh, before your best friend moved away.
Yeah.
I knew the two of you together. You're so cool. So cool.
We were really happy. We're really good friends.
I would love to continue that. And, you know, because I want to have known that friend now, but our friendship was never, it didn't even compare to your friendship with them. That was the friendship that made, you know, brand new stars in the skies.
Something to aspire to, it seems, especially if your goal is to make everyone happy.
Yeah, I gotta get your friend back.
Yeah. Or obviously be their friend.
Or that one. That would be the obvious one.
But kid logic. For Kiana, I have the little kid next. You ready to dive into your relationships?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, for the delinquent, your parents say they're trouble, but you are not so sure about that.
Absolutely, considering the fact that like he acts like more responsible around me. It's like, what do you mean? Like, he told me to go home and be safe. Like, what are you talking about?
Perfectly. Obviously a great role model.
Yeah.
He's got an earring.
Look, you know, you always tell me that I need to brush my hair and I don't do that. And look, he always got a comb. Like,
yeah, clearly they're the peak role model.
Yep.
All right, for the free spirit, they're like a fun older sibling. They treat you like an equal.
I think that makes sense with how we're going with the other direction too. Just like, yeah, like I feel the most like grown up, I guess, like around the free spirit.
Great. And then for the loner, they're your older sibling who treats you like a baby.
Do you want to be related to?
Yeah,
well, that's what my prompt says about you. So I think the game wants us to be related, and I'm totally here for it.
I think that's really funny. You know, it's the typical like older sibling tried to go off and do something. The younger being like, "Hello, I'm taking you along. Where are you going? Oh, I'm
hilarious.
Going there too."
The loner is very alone, except that their younger sibling always has to tag along.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay, awesome. Well, then lastly, we'll do the loner. And since you said that is your definition for the little kid as well, with the addition of it is your responsibility to keep them safe.
Yes.
If you feel comfortable adding that as well. Great. And then for the delinquent, they gave you some advice once that you've secretly lived by ever since.
So this to be when this fight is broken up. I have just been I like thinking about it basically through all of these, trying to figure out what you could have said that actually broke up this fight.
Yeah.
I think what it's gotta be like, you know, you're having this Scarlet Squad or Squad Scarlet confrontation where you're going to steal an Animon. I'm stepping in because you can't steal a friend. And I feel like there's probably a moment where it's over, you know, Scarlet Squad is backing off, but like, I haven't calmed down yet. I'm not done. And you got to say something that like puts it into perspective, I feel.
Oh God, what's a
yeah
thing that sounds deep, but probably isn't deep because I'm a kid. That's tough. So I do think that I do like that idea. I do think it's something I said during the like breaking up that fight.
You could have insulted the best friend in a roundabout way, or like maybe like with like their Animon, or
but whatever.
Like, what
but,
does James hold dear?
Mm-hmm.
I live by this. So this is something
It was some advice I gave.
I go, oh yeah, this makes sense.
Well, if you want to think on it a little bit more, we can continue with some of the other stat decisions for character creation and give y'all a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we might have to.
I think I have one ruminating, but I'm trying to figure out how to make it sound cool now. So I think it has something to do with, I think it has something to do with being like, I really, like, I love what you stand for. So I think it's definitely a case of like, I love your, to me, you're punk as hell. Love what you stand for, but you have to pick your battles or you won't be able to win the war or something like that. Like something, something in that regard to be like, don't chase this thing, especially now that it's ended, because you have a bigger thing to take care of.
Yeah.
Okay, we will continue with the traits and other stats that we need to decide really quickly, but keep that percolating, and if you make a decision, feel free to interrupt me, let me know, and we'll decide that. All right, so first up, we will choose traits. There are three traits to which you will assign a 4, a 3, and a 2, depending on how you want your character's strengths to play out. The first is logic, which covers planning, strategy, and knowledge. The second is reflex, which covers physical aptitude and reaction response. And the last is spirit, which covers determination, strength of character, and your influence on others. So you have a 4, a 3, and a 2 to assign to whichever you prefer.
I know which one's my lowest. It's logic.
Hey, runs in the family.
Not smart. The two of us just being like, no, we share two brain cells.
They bounce back and forth between siblings.
All right, perfect. And y'all can just go ahead and add those in. I'll circle back in a sec to ask you where you put them. Next up, you will set your stamina at 10, since we are starting at bond level 1 with your Animon for this story, and the way stamina is determined is 9 plus your bond level, so everyone will be at 10. All right, where did you put those stats?
I have a 4 in spirit, a 2 in reflex, and a 3 in logic.
Nice.
Thank goodness. Someone has logic, because like, I'm also going to have low logic.
I had a feeling.
Okay. Yeah, I put 4 in spirit, 3 in reflex, and 2 in logic.
Great. All right. Well, we know where Kiana's lowest and James's lowest is as well, but can you tell us about those other stats?
Yeah, I've got reflex at 4 and spirit at 3.
Great.
Yep. And I've got reflex at 3 and spirit at 4. So.
Oh, makes sense. Perfect. All right. That's a pretty well rounded group, actually. So I love it. Next up, we'll choose your virtue. This is a kind of along with what your desire and your talents are. This is the characteristic with which your kid is most strongly associated, which can be put to the test throughout the game with challenges or obstacles that your kids will face. These are things like courage, friendship, forgiveness, hope, kindness, etc. So you can select a virtue from the list in the book, or you can come up with your own.
I think I'm going to go reliability.
Okay.
And I think the spin on it is, because I think he is still like very much a delinquent, but I think it's more of like a, not that you can rely on him to do his homework or anything like that, but more of like, if he promises you he'll do something, he's going to do it.
Yes.
So like most of the time it's things that probably you shouldn't be doing, but he still, he always follows through with the things he says he will do, or at least always tries to.
Great. Okay, anyone else know their virtue?
For me, it's gotta be loyalty. There's no question.
Yeah, do we even need an explanation based off of everything James has said for the character so far? All right, B, Kiana, what are your thoughts?
Friendship?
Okay.
I feel like, yeah.
That tracks.
It feels appropriate.
It's why you carry friendship bracelets, after all.
Yeah.
All right, Kiana.
This is an interesting one. I'm kind of debating between hope and sincerity. They're two very different takes. Mm. Hope being, you know, around the idea of like the optimism, the, you know, everything's going great, everything's going to be okay, which also kind of makes sense into this determination sense. that this little kid has to just constantly just be like, well, if you're going there, I'm going too. And sincerity for the concept of, you know, probably kind of learning the stuff about being honest and also about lying and like that kind having to strike that balance, especially since I have honest eyes and that I'm not a good liar probably. So
interesting.
So I'm kind of between those two. I'm not sure where I'm landing yet.
I like sincerity. I feel like that'll have a bit of a hard, it'll be difficult to roleplay in certain situations, but that's also going to be what really makes the character, you know, them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll play with that then.
And I think, you know, sincerity doesn't always have to like mean your honest eyes go to waste, because sincerity to adults can be very different than what your virtue is to your friends.
Yeah.
And what your friends see in you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next stage is what I find always to be the hardest part of character creation, but it looks like B might have it in the bag as they've already updated their Zoom name. Name your kid.
Oh, boy.
B, do you have a name already?
Yes, I'm going to be called Alaska.
Great.
I love it.
And pronouns for your kid?
Probably she, they.
Great. All right, names. Anyone else have one that they've thought of already?
Casually bringing up a name generator.
I know.
So I might have part of the name solved, Kiana, because I went with Maximilian Max Engstrom.
Okay, so I'm looking for an extremely long name that has a nickname. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Great last
I
name.
I love it. I need a last name too then.
Engstrom.
I'm sorry. So it is Max Engstrom. Angst for sure.
Max Angst. Oh my god.
It took
goodness.
Me a second, James. It took me a second.
This character is incredible.
Melting in my chair onto the floor. Okay, great. Drac, what do you think?
I haven't thought of a surname yet, but his first name is going to be... I love this name. I use it for many characters. I might use it for a character player for B at this point, so don't call me out on it, B. But Ikemba.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the moment he learned, because the name is the name of a African god, which is the god of strength. I think the moment he learned that, they were like, I'm meant to be the toughest. So I'm going to be like, I got named this for a reason. So I think that bolsters his belief that he needs to hide any weakness he has. And he uses he, they pronouns.
Great. And James, what pronouns does your character use?
He, him.
Great. All right. Kiana, how's that name generator?
No, I've got it because I want to be funny. So we have the older sibling, Max Engstrom. We have now Minerva or Minnie Engstrom.
And you're going to do it? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Minnie. Love it.
God, yeah. I love that.
Because
Mini-angst,
that's funny.
Max angst.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. And lastly, we'll add in your bond stats. Your bond level will be at 1 for this one shot. That is your relationship with your Animon. And also how your Animon evolves. Unfortunately, I don't think we will get to that today during our one shot. But definitely check it out if you're playing this game longer term and bring on more powerful Animon to face more powerful problems. Your bond points will be at 6 and your bond strain will start at 0. Bond can be spent throughout the game for better odds on your rolls, re-rolling dice, as well as manipulating actions and turn order. So we'll go over all of that when we get to it. And there's also a quick reference for all of the players today so that they can keep track of when they might want to use that bond pool. And that is it for character creation.
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists. Dreaming by Solo. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy.
Rose, hi. That's it for this week. I have been Renee Rhodes, and this has been part one of Animon's story and my audition adventure for the One Shot podcast host position. We'll be back next week with part two. I love that One Shot ends with a call to action, so here's one. Support your local library. With a library card, you can check out books, including ebooks and audiobooks, which is still so exciting to me, movies and games. Some libraries even have TTRPG or board game programs for their communities that you could get involved with. What's more, borrowing a book from the library still supports authors. So check out some books by marginalized voices while you're there. Try to find a book by a Black trans author. Take it home. Check it out. Did I mention it's free? Library cards are free. Thanks, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.
Welcome to Character Creation Cast, a show where we create and discuss characters, the best part of role-playing games, with guests using their favorite systems. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan Bolter.
And I'm your other host, Amelia Antrim. Join us as we sit down with game designers, podcasters, and fans of games as we dive into learning about different RPGs through the lens of character creation. It's a combination of character building, player advice, game design insights, and even a little bit of fan fiction for a different game every month. We tackle a variety of new and old games, both well-known and indie-produced titles.
We learn how creating characters can tell us a lot about the games themselves. Check us out today anywhere you can get podcasts or on the One Shot Podcast Network at OneShotPodcast.com.